Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, Dave Giffels is our guest. He's a coach, author of a fictional book called Like Brothers. It's a sports story, and he's a speaker. He's here to talk about the importance of keeping perspective in sports. Joining us is my brother, mental game coach, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Dave and Patrick.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Well, so now let's talk about keeping perspective from the parent's point of view. What do you mean when you say that? And this is something that you speak about when you go around speaking about sports, correct?
Yes, and a lot of the times I really encourage the parents to stick around. I'll go and speak to basketball teams, football teams, and I encourage the parents to stick around because a good portion of the message is geared towards the parents. And I mean, we've all seen it as we go to different sporting events for these youth players, and the parents get a little loud and they get a little crazy, and even most of the coaches are parents and they're coaching their own kids. So the message that I'm trying to get across is that so many times parents think that their little Johnny is going to go play professional basketball or football or baseball, or they're grooming them to go play in big time Division I, and I think they start to lose perspective on what youth sports are all about. And I'm not a big proponent of the whole it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game, but that does have a lot of meaning to it. And I think winning and losing is important, but parents, I think they lose perspective on whether or not their kid is going to become the next Michael Jordan or Peyton Manning. They put them in all types of camps and clinics, and they push them to go on these travel teams and everything, and they kind of lose focus on what youth sports is really all about and what they can get out of youth sports rather than just the winning and losing and going to play in a higher level.
Now, why is it that parents – I mean, how is it that they lose perspective? Patrick, do you have any comments about that?
Well, I mean, we've talked about it in previous shows, Lisa. I think parents sometimes want to live vicariously through their kids. Either they didn't have, they weren't an athlete and they want to experience that, or they were an athlete. Most of the times what I find is the more serious parents who were serious athletes really want that for their kids, and often you could say they live vicariously through their kids, but some parents want their kids to experience what they experienced, and that is performing at a high level.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's it's good that they're helping to push their kids into something like that, but it's really detrimental to the kids because, the child just may not be as good as the parent was. They may not have that talent or that drive to play that sport, and it's kind of sad sometimes to see the parents pushing them even harder.
So do you think that's the main way that parents lose perspective is thinking that they're going to turn their kid into the next Michael Jordan, or are there other issues that affect how they interact with their kids?
I think Patrick touched on both of them. I think one type of parent wants them to play the sport like they did or even better than they did, and other parents just never experienced it before, and they get caught up in the thrill of the sports and the whole – because sports now are so different than when I was growing up. Back when I grew up, you'd go and play a sport for your school or whatever, the little league or whatever it was. You'd play that sport, and then you were done, and you move on to something else. Now it's almost the parents get these kids into things where it's a commitment for the whole year, and they just get burned out. So I think the pressure a lot of the time comes from the parents' peers, where they see, oh, did you see so-and-so is putting their child in this 18-week basketball camp? Maybe our kids should be in that too. Or maybe we should put our Johnny in this on this travel team, because if he doesn't, he's never going to be a star on the varsity. You know, in most cases, it's way too early to be worrying about any of that stuff. They should really just be focused on, you know, getting the positive things from sports, like learning sportsmanship, teamwork, leadership, you know, all of that type of thing, getting those things out of it rather than the other things that come along with it.
And one of the things that I've seen to add to that, Lisa, is parents who think that sports has to become a full-time pursuit for their kids. In other words, maybe the parents that really don't know what it takes, they think, you know, it's like a full, it's like a full-time job. You got to be out there working on your golf game 8 hours a day, like they are in the office 8 hours a day. So there's this loss of perspective, I think, in terms of, with some parents, about how much their kids are supposed to be training every day as well. And I know in the tennis world, I'm pretty close to the tennis world, in the junior tennis world, I see parents out there, they're spending $5,000-$6,000 a month at some of these premium academies for their kids to train all day long.
Yeah, it's
wow.
The same way in hockey, it's the same way in baseball. I mean, you can pick a sport and there's plenty of opportunities to spend way too much money.
How would we all behave if we had more perspective?
How would we behave?
Yeah.
I think, first of all, the parents need to take a step back. And this goes for coaches as well. But the parents need to take a step back and kind of evaluate, okay, what level is my son or daughter? Is she or he the best on the team? Is he or she, does she even have a chance to go play college soccer? If not, and if you really don't think that that can happen at this point, you need to take a step back and say, okay, what things can we get out of the sports? For instance, my daughter plays travel soccer, and she's a decent player. But I don't think she's never going to go beyond the high school level. And when I talk to kids and teams and things, I never say it's impossible, because anything's possible. Kids grow at different rates. Kids develop at different rates. But you need to be realistic, too. And the fact that she's playing on this travel team, they're a successful team. But what I try and emphasize to her is you just need to be the best teammate you can be. You need to learn how to play as a teammate, be a good teammate. And whether you're winning or losing, you need to learn lessons from that, because, you know, life is all about winning and losing. It all the way from your first boyfriend or girlfriend dumping you to not getting that job that you wanted, or, you know, there's so many things as you go through life. You need to learn how to deal with these things. And I think as parents, keeping perspective, we can help them deal with these things and pull those important lessons out of it.
Right. So it's more a focus on, we ought to focus more on the lessons and less on the long-term goals of making them star athletes.
Right. Right.
Now, do you think that part of this is driven by parents worrying about their kids' weight? Since there's so much focus on kids getting more, you know, getting more exercise and not being overweight, is some of this driven by that?
Sure, and I think that's a positive thing. I think, and that's why I keep my kids in sports. And you know, I try not to make the decisions for them. I try and involve them when they're at a young age to try a lot of different sports, so that they first are well-rounded, but also, you know, they can pick and choose the things they really like. I mean, my two boys really enjoy golf. I've never been a big golfer myself, but they really enjoy it. So it's a good sport for them, and I try and encourage them at that. Same with baseball. But, yeah, I think a lot of it is driven from that, and that's the positive side of things, getting them exercise as they develop with their team and as they work out with their team. And when they get older, for instance, my older son, he's just starting high school now. They're going through some rigorous weightlifting and conditioning and all of that, which – he's never really had anything intense like that before. And even if he never goes past the freshman level of football, I think it's great that he's learning how to take care of his body and how to work out and keep in shape, because he's going to need to worry about that for the rest of his life. It keeps him healthier.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.